Since you learned how to open Explorer during the previous lesson, we'll begin from the Explorer window. As you can see, Explorer automatically accessed the Microsoft website and transferred the Explorer start page to the window. Now look in the address box. This document's URL begins with HTTP, meaning that it's a World Wide Web page. I promised you in Lesson 1 that I would tell you what HTTP stands for. Okay, here goes. It stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol. That's the second time you've heard the word hypertext, so I guess I should explain it. Hypertext is any piece of information that can be used to jump to another set of information. The most common form of hypertext is the link, which you learned about in Lesson 2. Click the mouse when you're ready to continue. There are many ways to link to different web pages. You can click on an underlined word, click on one of these links, enter a URL in the address box, or use one of the toolbar links. One of my favorite ways is to use Explorer's Best of the Web link. Go ahead and click this tab. I like to use the directory on the right to browse through potential web pages. Click the News category. We need to find the section on the White House. Scroll down by clicking inside the scroll bar about 4 times. Here it is. Even though the words White House aren't underlined, they still represent a link. Watch as I move the mouse pointer over it. The status bar displays the URL of the link. As you can see, the White House page lives on a different computer, meaning we'll go shooting out further into cyberspace if we visit it. Well, let's do that. Please click its link. This page took a while to load because of all the nice pictures. And although it's still morning where I am, it's already afternoon where this server is located. Scroll down a couple of times. Let's check out White House history. Click it now. Again, we had to wait a while for the page and all of its pictures to be transferred. I guess they're right when they say government is slow. One way to speed things up is by telling Explorer not to transfer the pictures when we access a page. Although the page won't look as pretty, we'll get all of the pertinent information a lot faster. Let's turn off the pictures now. First, click the View menu on the menu bar. The last item on this menu is called Options. Choose it now by typing the letter O. The Options dialog box lets you customize Explorer in many ways. The very first section lets you turn off the picture display. Click here to remove the check mark. The entire dialog box won't fit on the screen during our simulation, so let me move it up a little. Now click the OK button to make the change. Good. The next time we link to a page, the pictures won't be transferred. Let's try it out. Scroll down once. Now click this link. Well, that was a lot faster, wasn't it? Notice that this page just has text, there's not a pretty background, and this is a placeholder for a picture. Look it over, then click the George Washington link. Good. Now scroll down a page.